Justin Uvuza led the legal division of the Ministry of Gender and Family Promotion and was tasked with, among other things, identifying gender discriminatory laws to be amended or repealed, such as the law that forbade women from working at night. Another law not only prohibited women from entering the diplomatic corps, but said a woman was part of the property of a man who might become a diplomat. Changes in Rwanda's laws also established a gender monitoring office to promote and oversee gender equality initiatives. Women in Parliament lobbied for laws against gender-based violence that criminalized marital rape and amended the succession law in 2016 to allow childless widows to inherit a spouse's property. The post-genocide changes came about in large part because of the absence of men, but as human rights lawyer Karekezi says, also because of a political vision. Women were rewarded for refusing to shelter men, including kinsmen, who were involved in the genocide, and for testifying against their rapists. The pro-women policies, Karekezi says, also recognized a woman's pre-colonial role in decision-making when the country's kings were counseled by their mothers and when rural women held communities together while men were away grazing livestock. Rwanda's values and expectations for women, at least in the public realm, have changed in a generation, as more women like Rubagumaya have entered the government's ranks. Their impact has been inspirational in addition to shaping laws and policies. Agnes Nayawumuntu, 39, is president of a 160-member women's coffee-growing cooperative high in the lush hills of the eastern Kayonza district. Before the genocide, she says, the list of things women couldn't do, including coffee growing, was long. There was only one activity for us, to be pregnant and have kids. Nyawumuntu has five, and although her husband also works in agriculture, she is the primary breadwinner. Seeing women in Parliament, she says, gives us confidence and pride. I see that if I work, I can get far. That's why some of us became local leaders.